for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Well, what does it say?
This is your wife.
Yours says nothing important.
That's rude.
Have we never noticed this before?
Why would I look at my clothes that you put out for me?
What else is here that we never noticed before?
I need a drink. Odd.
What is?
The taste.
Yes.
It tastes like it's saying male character's vice.
Dear God.
What else is there? Sweetheart, sit on the couch. What does it say?
Welcome home. Try another beverage.
You are a fictional construct. What about that book?
You do not exist.
Nonsense. Let me try.
Well, you are alone.
No. There is no
ghost. Darn it! These winds are ruining our favorite program, sweetie. No, baby, that would make mommy very unhappy. Damn it. I can't get the signal to stay. Almost got it.
Beverly Keats? Is that you?
Hello?
Beverly, am I coming in clearly, dear?
I believe so, yes?
Smashing. I've been trying to reach you.
Donald? Donald, from Love, Honor, and Decay?
Yes, dear. You've got it.
Oh my, we're such big fans. I am such a big fan.
Lovely.
You are, if I may say so, sir, such a dashing and honorable man.
Bev, you flatter me. Must I remind you that I am a married man?
I just had to say.
Bev, dear, could you please do me a favor?
Oh, anything. Anything at all, Donald. Name it.
Could you please answer the door?
Excuse me?
Your door, love. There is someone at your door.
I haven't heard a thing.
But I do. It's as plain as the bee in your bonnet.
I suppose.
Go on, love. It's rude to keep a guest at the door. I'll be right here, anticipating your return.
Yes, Donald. I'll be right back.
Good evening, Miss Kitts.
My Detective Joy, it is late.
I was just checking to see whether your husband was home. Sorry for my poor manners. It's urgent.
I said hush. Shut it. I said hush.
So, ladies, are we alone? Good. Now that it's just us girls, I can share my secret on looking this good every day. What is that secret? I use Spisak's specially formulated Age Begone Vanishing Cream. Like no other vanishing cream on the market, Age Begone melts the wrinkles from your face. Let's hear from some happy customers.
A few years back, I worked in the factories when the men were off on another continent. Long days and exposure to mysterious industrial fumes left me looking 22 and old. When it came time to find a husband, the men would run away screaming. Then Age Begone came into my life. I was so happy with Age Begone's results, I began using it on other parts of my body. Sure, it sometimes leaves me blistered, but what woman isn't willing to pay such a meager price?
Well, honey, I just apply a thin layer around my face, and the results were incredible. I've gone from looking 26 to looking young again. My husband even confused me for my sister. Imagine that. The results are truly amazing.
Before my wife committed suicide, she used Age Begone every day in an effort to please me and my incredibly high expectations. It made her so happy to know I wasn't going anywhere. Well, at least anytime soon. Even now, though she has passed, I still help her keep to the daily beauty regimen that meant so very much to her. I have to say, I am married to the most beautiful, supple, and wrinkle-free corpse a man could ever ask for. Thank you, Spisak.
With Age Begone, women fretting over losing their looks will fret no more. The fine men of Spisak's science department have made sure of that. By golly, they sure have seen to that. Seen to that! Seen to it! Seen to it! It's seen it! It seen it!
Says,
gosh darn it!
So, ladies, have the water.
Ladies,
he will be there.
Stay back.
What are you doing?
Why are they doing that?
Oh, please, come in, you poor man. Come in.
Have the water.
Still delicious.
Have the water.
I am going to order. I'm just waiting for my friend.
your friend.
She's in the bathroom.
Sure, your friend.
Hello?
Hi. There.
Hello?
Hi.
If you're hungry, I can spare a little from my plate. I know you're waiting for your friend. It's just, I don't think I can eat it all.
Gee, it looks like you may have eaten all of it.
None of that. There's plenty to go around.
It's...
Go on.
It's
Go on.
It's just crumpled napkins.
No need to be rude.
Dirty, crumpled napkins.
You try and do the decent, neighborly thing. I just couldn't bear the thought of you starving to death. Not everything can be rich beef sausages.
I'm not that hungry, really.
I mean, who knows if your friend will ever come back? Have you considered that?
No.
Have you ever considered that?
No, I haven't.
You should. What if she died?
In the toilet?
It's happened.
I think I'll give it a little more time.
Are you sure you aren't hungry?
No. Thank you. I had a bunch of dirty napkins in the car on the way over here. It's my friend who needs to eat. I couldn't even think of eating another napkin.
I tried. Lord knows I've tried.
Hush, everyone. It's coming on.
Hush, everyone. It's coming on.
I can see it.
Yay!
I said hush.
I can see it.
Yes!
Grill is now closed until the broadcast is completed.
That means you too, Cookie.
What's the excitement?
It's seeing him for our show.
What show?
Don't you listen to the radio?
I read. I'm a reader.
Well, you're in for a treat.
Ladies, does your man come home from a hard day's work only to seem less than excited by the food you've prepared? Well, shame on you! Shame for not coming to Spishak sooner! Yes! At Spishak, we want nothing more than your home life to be the very best, to make sure your husbands are satisfied. As everyone knows, a happy husband is a happy home. A happy, communism-free home. That's why your kitchen needs Shimmer Sheen Spray! Perfected by our finest Spishak foodologists, Shimmer Sheen Food Spray makes every meal sparkle. It will have your little one saying,
"By golly, you're a good-tasty little Miss Mullet, Dolly."
It will have your little one saying, it will have your little one saying,
"Gee, Ma, that chicken leg sure looks beautiful. Mmm, it tastes good, too.
I love to see my boy smile."
And that husband of yours will appreciate it, too.
Wow! Just look at that meal sparkle. Remember when I met you and your eyes did that? Wow! Those days are long gone.
That's because I'm poisoning you, dear.
Gee, Mom! This meal is so delicious! My gums are bleeding!
From Spishak.
I love to see my boy smile.
Gee, Mom! How'd you know the blood from my mouth would make the meal taste even better?
By Spishak.
A mother just knows these things.
Are these metal shavings in my mashed potatoes?
From you-know-who.
Why, yes, honey. Spishak's Teflon ingredient has been recently paired with discarded pieces from the manufacturing of Infield No. 2.
That's right, Spishak.
And you know what they say about not letting a single resource go to waste.
Waste? Not... And keep nationalism
Bay.
Spishak Shimmer Sheen Food Spray. Suppressing your anti-American thoughts from the beginning.
There. He will be there, and you, he, and Trudy will have just such a laugh over it. Hello? I'm sorry, I thought I was alone in here. Everything okay? I'll be right back.
Stay back, or the next one will actually hit you.
You must be delirious with hunger.
What in the name of...
Carmen, come here.
You must be delirious with hunger.
Stay away from her.
The problem with people like you is you can't hear it.
You're tone deaf.
Just can't make sense of it, right?
You won't understand. I'm on a hear it. Diet, and
let her through.
Me? Oh my.
You need to put your napkins on your napkins. What? No, I'm a big believer in moderation, but when it comes
we're going to leave now.
You must be famous.
You just stopped in for water.
An empty bottle made you do and say things you couldn't know.
Aww, we're missing it.
Stay for a little.
Show is almost
no, 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 dearie. The show is right here.
Cookie, get out of here. These children.
Go on, pick a party favor.
Maybe we should just let the waitress and be on our way. We should go. My husband is waiting up at our cabin. Would $2 cover the water?
How are you cut?
I do believe I am.
Run for the door and get in the car. Go. Go!
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. No,
she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Well, in that case, do you have anything other than a fly?
She doesn't, know. She doesn't, know.
Get in!
Shit.
What?
Shit!
What?
Shit!
Trudy, that key looks broken.
I'm sorry, Carmen.
It's okay. We're fine. The car is safe.
What are you doing? Why are you standing outside this man's home at this time of night? To ask him if he's a dirty cop? Stupid. Just stupid, Barton. Hello? Keats? Your door is open. I'm coming in. Mrs. Keats? Anyone home? I work with your husband, Mrs. Keats. Dadnabbit! What in the hell? That is, blood. Keats! Mrs. Keats! Here it is, Officer Barton Wu. You wanted your big chance. Go on now, save the day. God, Mrs. Keats. Come on, Pulse, where are you? Oh, little girl, no, baby. You still here, baby? Huh? Still here?
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, like a little flower. I want to pick you. May I pick you? I want to pick you. Oh, I want to pick you. And all what goes away, it goes away. It's away. Just like you and my hands. I'll make you go, 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 go away.
Why are they doing that?
Who knows why crazy people do crazy things?
Yeah, but they're just standing there, staring at us.
That one is waving.
It's mass hysteria.
We've got to get help.
Okay. How?
We can make a run for it. See how far we can get.
Well, how far do you think?
Not far, not far.
We step out of this car and they'll get us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They seem like such nice folk.
Carmen, I have 2 bullets left.
But there's at least 5 of them.
Carmen, I have 2 bullets.
I know, and I said...
2 bullets.
2 bullets.
Yep.
Come now!
I'm just...
We haven't even tried something else yet.
I was just mentioning it.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to say it now so it wouldn't come as a surprise later.
Oh, considerate of you.
The longer I waited to mention it, the weirder the conversation would have gotten.
You're right. This is not weird at all.
They're a very cheerful kind of crazy.
Like I said, I found them to be very charming and folksy.
Should we just try and make a run for it?
I guess there's no sense in waiting.
If they catch us.
Yep, 2 bullets. I got it.
I've loved being a neighbor, Mrs. Elf.
You're a good friend, Trudy.
Ready?
1, 2. That's Walter Mix!
Who?
You ladies need a lift?
Hey!
Mr. Mix!
You guys have some kind of timing.
You're very welcome.
Oh, my, Whitney, you're bleeding.
Oh, I'm good. Fine, actually. I took some of that paregoric a bit. I feel amazing. This is great.
She's losing blood.
I can see why you...
All aboard is coming aboard.
Relaxed your jaw so soon.
Thank you, Troubles. Mr. Mix.
Yeah, this is great. I don't even feel it anymore. I don't feel the pain anymore at all.
I'm so surprised to see you here.
Just
have you sleuthed any clues?
Yes. What a nice cabin.
Oh, thank you. It's my father's.
Surprised to see us, you say?
Yeah, this is great.
Wait till you see what we have in the trunk.
Happy joy and contentment and... You? Train just walk, sorry.
Oh, please, come in, you poor man. Come in.
This don't feel so good.
You look ghastly, friend. Just ghastly. Just completely frightful. Here, take a load off.
Yeah.
Good man. Just excellent.
Doctor.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Ronnie. But first...
Doctor...
I said yes.
Please?
In a moment, Ronnie.
Oh... It hurts. My chest.
No. No.
That's my blood.
Why? No. No.
Too much.
No. Why?
Doctor.
Hush! Work, damn you, work.
I need a doctor.
Shut up! Shut your whining! My apologies, Ronnie.
My chest.
Let me survey the damage, Ronnie.
Thank you.
It's okay. I need to assess the situation if there's any chance of helping you here.
Thanks.
Oh. Ugh, 3 rounds to the chest. You're a marvel, Ronnie. Look at you living through this.
Thank you.
You know what? I will call the doctor. Help will be on its way.
Thanks.
But first, I need you to tell me why the typewriter won't work.
Please.
I need you to tell me why the typewriter won't work. I need you to tell me why the typewriter won't work, Ronnie. I need you to tell me why the typewriter won't work. Would you listen to that? A self-piloting typewriter. An unexpected development indeed.
What's the Frequency? Is written and created by James Oliva. Stop.
Do you like the show?
With production and sound design by Alexander Danner.
Stop.
What has happened?
Why is this happening?
Why do
Stop.
You like the show?
Stop.
What's the Frequency's theme music by Kurt C. Nelson?
David, James, is this the end?
Stop the boat, can we? Can we sleep now?
Stop. Just. Stop it. Stop this lunacy.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.